AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hunter Biden's federal firearms case has gone to the jury. Mike Kunzelman's been covering the trial for us.
The prosecutor said that the evidence was overwhelming against Mr. Biden and that he knowingly filled out a form in which he checked no on the box that asked if he was a drug addict, when in fact in his memoir and from the testimony of other people during the trial, it was well established that he had a long-running drug habit during the years after the death of his brother, Beau. The defense attorney who spoke to the jury basically told him that he had a good reason to believe that he was not an active user of drugs at the time when he bought the gun.
New Jersey's attorney general is looking into possible ramifications from Donald Trump's recent felony convictions in New York. Lisa Dwyer has this one.
The office says it is reviewing whether Trump's conviction involving payment of hush money to a porn star and falsifying business records in an attempt to hide it should impact the former president's continued ability to hold liquor licenses. New Jersey state law prohibits anyone from holding a liquor license if they've been convicted of a crime involving moral turpitude, which denotes a serious crime from the viewpoint of society in general and usually contains elements of dishonesty, fraud, or depravity. Trump owns golf courses in Bedminster, Colts Neck, and Pine Hill in New Jersey, each of which has an active liquor license. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN Security Council has for the first time approved a resolution backing a ceasefire plan to end the Israel-Hamas war. The UN Migration Agency tells AP war in Sudan has displaced more than 10 million people. And a search is underway in the African nation of Malawi for a plane missing with the vice president and 9 others aboard. President Lazarus Chakwera.
The pilot was unable to land the plane due to poor visibility occasioned by bad weather. And aviation authorities advised the aircraft to return to Lilongwe. But the authorities soon lost contact with the aircraft.
This is AP News. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final getting underway. Florida's Panthers up on the Edmonton Oilers. Dave Ferry reports the Mavs are down 2-0 to the Celtics in the NBA.
The Mavericks are heading home trailing 2-0 in the NBA Finals following their 105-98 loss in Boston. It was another tough shooting night for Kyrie Irving and a somewhat sloppy triple-double for Luka Doncic. Irving was 0 for 3 from three-point range and 7 of 18 overall and scoring 16 points.
It wasn't just all on me, but I'm definitely taking the majority of it just because, my teammates looked to me to convert a lot of these shots and ease the burden, not only just Luka, but everyone else, and settle our team.
Doncic threatened to record a quadruple-double, finishing with 32 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, and 8 turnovers.
I think my turnovers and my missed free throws cost us a game, so I got to do way better in those two categories.
PJ Washington had 17 points for the Mavs, who host Game 3 on Wednesday. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.